I think they're entitled to not pull any punches, aren't they? I think they certainly the first 45 minutes of the game, apart from when Chris Wood should score a goal, we're disappointing in every aspect of the team, really. I think we changed that around at half time, and the start of the second half I thought was much better. I think we were the better team for the time it took Queen's Park Rangers to score a goal. That's disappointing because we nominate a marker and it's like he's an honest kid. He comes in afterwards and apologises, but it's too late then, isn't it? And we can't be waiting until the last 10 minutes of a game to get the ball down and pass it and have some urgency and play the way we should play. So, a disappointing day.
Who was it that should have been on Austin?
Well, I think people will see that for themselves. I'm not going to name the kid. It's just he's got nominated to do the job. 2 minutes later, he nearly does it again. And then we have to put young Charlie Taylor, who I thought was immense today, considering he's not played for a while. He has to then go and do it. It's amazing, isn't it, when you just put someone in there who's got a real passion to play football. Charlie's no longer a problem.
And looking at the team, the way you set up, it's the way you've been setting up, but very little going forward today. What would you put that down to?
I think individuals. I don't think there's any disputing when you get the ball on wide areas. You know, young Alex and needs to give us so much more. Sure, Dallas did as well in that first period. We changed that around at the start of the second half, and I think it's that's when we got in the game a little bit. But it's a long way short for where we need to be.
You've got what you've got now until January. What do you do now? Because two poor performances back to back, really.
Yeah, it is. And when you get poor performances, the first thing you look at is you break them down, and then you question who should be in the team. I don't think there's many disputing that that Charlie Taylor will stay in. I thought he was outstanding. I was pleased with some parts of Bridcut today. I think he looked a bit rusty in other parts, but I don't think there's any dispute in my mind that he'll improve us significantly to where we are. And then we'll go back on the training ground, and people need to earn and play for the shot now. It's as simple as that. The two back-to-back wins are well gone, so we've had back-to-back defeats. Now we need to get back to winning, and it's a bit of a derby when Hull come next week, so we need to be ready because they're a top-class side.
Have you had to have words after the game? How have you dealt with it with the players?
Well, it's the loudest I've been. It's the angriest I've been. But they're left in uncertain terms, that... If you want to play for Leeds United, then you need to perform. There's no point in telling everybody that knows you in your personal life that you play for Leeds United, because then comes the responsibility of playing properly for Leeds United. This is a famous football club that's had absolute world-class stars represent the shirt. And I'm not saying we're at that stage in our history where, or present day, where we're going to have world-class stars, but we're going to try and affect it as best we can going forward. We work, curate and desire, and then see if we can bring... what we can do in January, really.
It hurt last week, the defeat to Rotherham. Today, the fans have got stuck into you and the team. That must hurt as well.
Well, it hurts because I think supporters hurt. It doesn't matter. Leeds United get beat anywhere in the world, they're entitled not to be happy. You can only walk with what you got. There's a lot of honest supporters behind that goal. And they go to work, but when they turn up at work, they've got the tools, haven't they? And... when I get opportunity to get my toolbox or to do it, then I'll be more than all right for them.
What would your message be then to the fans? Because that's 6 weeks away, isn't it, until you can add to your toolbox?
Oh, we need to get back to the working hard, disciplined performances that we delivered against the likes of Cardiff when we win and against Huddersfield. So we need to get back to that type of thing, and we need to turn fine margins into good opportunities, and we need to play with a bit of purpose. And when people wear the shirt, they need to deliver performance. January is a big telling time, not only for the football club, but it's a big telling time for individuals.
What positives, other than Charlie Taylor, can you really take out of today, Steve?
Well, I thought Silvestri was good. I thought he had a world-class save. I think it might have been Austin again. Had a world-class save. I think there's no doubt that Bridcut will add something to what we've got. But there's other players there that's cost a lot of money or on a lot of money, and they now need to stand up and be counted. So we need to work on a particular shape and a pattern of play and get ready for Saturday.
Do you feel the players have let you down today?
I think they've let themselves down. I don't believe in this nonsense. They let managers down. I think they let themselves down. They let the supporters down. We've had 2,500 here today. I'm told if there'd been 6,000 tickets, we'd had 6,000. That's a privilege to play for them, and that's who they've let down. Yeah, I think Phil, when you spoke to me quite closely, I think when you come into this football club, the first thing you have to be in house is very honest with the squad you've got. and the players you've got. And I think when we're being very honest, we have good players here, but we don't have enough good players. And we certainly don't have many, what you would say, very good players for this level. And then you can see the quality of difference today when they can bring on Austin and Cherry. They're suddenly bringing on very good players. And so from that point of view, it's we're limited, but we knew that. We tried to do three or four things. This isn't a criticism aimed at the football club. We tried to do three or four bits of business, but I certainly wasn't going to make three or four signings and bring players in adding more of the same. That couldn't be an option. And I knew what would happen if we didn't add three or four players, that results would go up and down, and they will go up and down. And then we earn the time to get a chance to turn some of that around in January. But you don't work 5 days a week filming, passing and moving, and then watch them put it in there. And sometimes it doesn't mean that if you put it in there, it can't be a good pass. It can be a good pass, but when you put it in the end, you kick it out of the pitch. It's not very good. But we lacked in a lot of areas today, particularly in the first half. That was the more disappointing too. I know we conceded in the second half, and that's an individual mistake with somebody just not doing a basic job. But the first half was the more disappointing of the two, when we failed to get it on the floor and pass it more than two. I can't remember us passing it more than two or three passes. Well, I think there's two factors, isn't there? There's Sam Byron's contractual status with the football club. When he say we want any asset we've got to be secured and moving forward. What am I doing about that? Well, I've got the people talking on Monday, which represent Sam and the people that represent Leeds United. So I've been working with Sam to make that happen over the last two or three days. And secondly, there's two more things. The second thing is that Sam was out of form, but he's improving now, and his training ground performances have improved significantly in the last week, which is good to see. And maybe that's because if you as these people are going to be around the table with a football club, I think that could be a factor. But let's not get misguided here. This is a young right back. He's not going to be the lifesaver of Leeds United going forward. And whilst I understand the frustration, we need a lot more than a right back. Now I'll tell you why I think it's feasible, because I think from 8th or 9th down to 17th, 18th, it's going to be about who can win a couple of times back to back. We had an opportunity to win last week and be in that 12th position, looking at bouncing into the top 10 today. We've lost a couple of games, and I don't know the other results, but it probably means we've bounced down a couple. But we still have an opportunity to work. We've got players, we've got 11 or 12 players very capable here of winning a football match, and more than one football match in the Championship. But we need to add some quality to it. I think we added that. We big cut today. He was rusty at times when he overrun it a couple of times. But, I think for his first game and joining us on Thursday, I think he's added to what we're about.
You didn't have Bamba today. What's chance of him for Hull?
Yeah, real chance of him being ready for Hull. And I must admit, I got a couple of little concerns with Bellucci in the second half, but I think, to be fair to Bellucci and Cooper, they've defended well today, and I think, especially Cooper, I thought Cooper was solid today. So from that point of view, but we'd love our captain back. I've not spoken to Mr. Chiellino now, but I will be speaking to Mr. Chiellino this evening. I speak to him after every game. And I speak to him most days, because as people know, he's still in the football club most days. The aim when I walked into the football club, which was a month ago, was to make sure that Leeds United stay in the Championship. That was the concern at board level, that the club could be dragged into that. And have a real assessment of the group and make my recommendations available to move when we can. Short term, being in November, and obviously for the longer term in January. And January is, as we all know, still a tough market to do business, but when there's freedom to sign players on a permanent basis, if I'm absolutely convinced beyond belief that, Liam Bridcutt came here because it was Leeds United. Why he turned down three or four clubs that are all in the top 10 in the Championship, because he wanted to play for Leeds United. And I think there'll be some players in that position in January. So the objective for the football club for them was to, I think at the start of the season, we were always targeting the top 10 to see if we could have a season of that. Well, I'm still not sure that'll be happening, but I need to get some tools in my toolbox to allow that to happen. I think if you're a footballer and Leeds United call you and your agent rings you up and said the football club has agreed a deal for you to go to Leeds, I think they want to come to Leeds. And I'm not being disrespectful to no club in the Championship, because there's some fantastic football clubs in it. But I've said it before, there is only one giant. and the giant that we're representing. And at this minute in time, the players don't befit the supporters. That's just where it is in totality, not in terms of individuals. We've got some very gifted individuals, you know, like the young boy Cook and people like Charlie Taylor and people like that. They're very gifted young men. But we need more of them. He didn't discuss with me. He was coming or not. I learned briefly at half time that he was here. So I wasn't aware of it. So, but I don't suppose he has the answer to me.